good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch, and of course, the 13th day of October, and this is Columbus Day, and of course, Joe Barner across the way, and of course, Brother David Tucker. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You like that, don't you? That's a gentleman.
So. I appreciated that.
I mean, yeah, you know.
I
so
did. That was kind of you.
I tell you what, a beautiful morning, 49 degrees, and of course, fall is showing up.
It is so beautiful.
It is.
And yesterday was just a phenomenal day.
Oh, man. Love it.
This is just some of my favorite time of year.
Mine, too. I love to see the leaves start changing colors. And now I don't really care about the falling part of them, but I do like the colors.
Yep.
You know, and of course, I mean, me and Joe's kind of talked about it, the tobacco barns, you know.
Oh, yeah. Get to
smell the, I don't know, just all that, just fall, you know, just makes you feel good. You
they
know,
have so. Candles now.
I know.
That burn with the scent.
Yes. Matter of fact, we have had one.
Oh, have you?
Yes. And it really actually pretty much smells like
it
a tobacco barn.
Makes you feel
kind of fallish. Yeah.
Fallish.
Yeah, fallish.
Kind of like pumpkin spice.
Oh, yes.
Tobacco.
Yes. There you go.
there you go. Well, I tell you, as fall is coming on, we're going to be having a fall revival.
Okay.
At Second Baptist, Kenny Evans is going to be coming to preach. He'll be there Sunday, and he'll be preaching then Sunday night through Wednesday night there at our church. And isn't that traditional church, right? It's spring and fall revivals.
Normally, yes.
Absolutely. When the planting's done, you go and have a revival at the church. When the harvest comes in, then you go and you have a revival at the church.
Mm-hmm.
It is a calendar system of spirituality based on agriculture.
There you go.
But we're going to do that kind of traditional thing. But it has gotten me thinking, and I think we'll embark on it today. I'm not as prepared as I should be, but I think we'll embark on it today because what's the fun if you can't just, you know, wing it?
That's true.
But no, the question has been in my mind for a while, and thinking about doing a series of shows together on how do I find, how do I know, and how do I stay at the right church where God wants me to be.
Mm.
Everybody is in one of those locations. Mm-hmm. They're either looking for, they're trying to sort out if they are, or they are trying to hang on in a church as a believer.
Yeah.
And so how do you make those decisions biblically and not just emotionally? How do you make those decisions biblically and not just communally, in other words, socially?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because Joe goes to that church, I'm going to go to that church. You know, I want to be where Joe's at.
There you go.
Well, I'm glad Rachel feels that way.
Well, actually, I think it's the reverse, isn't it? That was her church before it was yours.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely. So there you go. I think we find that most times folks choose churches not based on Scripture, but based on emotion or social circle or some other mechanism. And is that right or wrong scripturally? Should it be done differently? I think those are some questions we'd like to ask. And so I'd like to kind of delve into that with you today. And I think we'll do it over a series of Mondays to kind of walk our way through. But anyway, that's what we're going to talk about today. How do I know I'm in the right church?
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Romans 12, 4 and 5, "For as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another." Chuck Swindoll says the church is not an ark for the saving of a select few, a ferry boat to take effortless passengers to the shores of heaven, a life insurance company with no obligation on policyholders except the payment of a small annual premium. The church is a lifeboat for the rescue of sin-wrecked and perishing souls, a family in which love and service are expected from each member to each member, an organized community with constant activities and continual growth and development. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
Just a real positive influence to keep our mindset where it should be and focused on God and loving others.
100% listener-funded missionary radio. We just wrapped up an amazing carathon,
and we couldn't have done it without you.
You heard the call, you answered, and you made a difference. Whether you gave big or small, your support is the reason we're able to continue sharing hope and encouragement with so many. If you missed out, there's still time to be a part of something incredible. Visit our website at missionary.radio and join us as we keep the momentum going. Your support matters now more than ever.
And welcome back to the Front Porch here on your Christian Community Station, Missionary Radio.
Well, as we're going to be talking about how do I know I'm in the right church, find the right church, and things of that nature, before we jump into that, why don't you give us an update, because you guys were just talking off air about how good God has been. Share again what you were sharing.
Well, we had the best carathon financially ever. Spiritually, it was great, too.
It was.
Awesome.
And enjoyed our friend Andy Napier from Transworld Radio being with us. And what's the total that it is currently, Brian?
$304,292.
That's incredible.
Very, very amazing. Yeah. What an awesome God.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, really and truly, what a great theme that was picked out this year.
And course, that's the reaction that we have. What an awesome God. What a wonderful bunch of listeners that we have.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, carathon season continues. Might point that out.
Well, I know.
If you missed it, maybe you were gone on fall break,
right?
And getting back and hearing about it, well, it's not too late. You can get in on it. Our website, missionary.radio, click on donate, and follow the prompts.
Mm-hmm.
Or later on in the day, give us a call at 877-885-9655 or through the mail.
Yep.
To Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Some people actually like to come by.
They do.
And we are at 1100 East 18th Street in Hopkinsville.
Yep.
And if we're not able to get the door open for you, there's a mail slot that's handy there and safe and secure to drop it in there.
Slide it on in.
There you go.
We'll get it.
But thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
I just think that's awesome.
Yes.
And the fact that it's over and above, you know, what was anticipated,
yeah,
that does not mean that you should stop giving at this point, because
that's true.
You have the opportunity to do more.
Yes.
Now. This is investment income is what you're talking about.
Yes.
You're talking about growing the feed, growing the signal, and reaching more people with that message. And
absolutely.
So that's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I want this to be kind of the first Monday of a few different Mondays where we talk about church, because people are always at some point in their church life. They're either looking for a church or they're in a church and they are stable, or they're in a church and they're unstable, or they're in a church and they're hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you end up in those places? Well, the first thing I want to talk about is every Christian's life is a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey. You're walking this walk with Jesus, okay? And so I'm going to use four different terms for where you're at in your walk. And where you're at in your walk, the church is going to meet a different need for you. So there's revelation, okay, salvation, regeneration, and sanctification. Now, those are all theologically powerful words, but you don't have to have a seminary degree to understand them.
Sure.
Everyone is at some point in that journey, okay? And so the very first piece is called revelation. And Joe, if you would, over in Romans chapter 1, would you read for me there in verse 19 down through, say, verse 20?
Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
Awesome. So what Paul is saying in Romans is that the understanding that there is a God out there, an authority over this world, whether you want to talk about the watchmaker argument or anything else, mm-hmm. there is a God that exists, and people acknowledge that. That's because in the creation that he has made, he actually creates awe and forces within our own heart and our soul to reverberate with the understanding of, wow, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. Somebody out here has made an amazing world. And the more you look at the world, the more you look at the universe, the deeper you dive into human anatomy, the more awe-inspiring it becomes.
Whether you look into the sky and see the stars at night, the vastness mm-hmm. of the universe, or whether you look around you, mm-hmm. especially in the fall.
Yes.
That's right.
Fall is one of the most beautiful times of the year. Or, as you said, look into the human body, the intricacies.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't happen by accident.
That's exactly right. It takes a great deal of faith to believe in biological accidents.
Yeah.
And that's what evolution is. I heard a great comedian talking about it the other day, and he said, no, I don't believe in evolution. He said that my teacher got up and told us that we all came from monkeys. and he said, well, why didn't anything else evolve? Why aren't there giraffe people?
That's true.
why are there not people with just super long necks?
Yeah.
And he says, and if all mankind evolved from monkeys, why do we still have monkeys?
Yeah, why do we still have monkeys?
How'd they get left behind?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think he's got good questions, you know?
Yes.
That's a very good question.
Mm-hmm, very good question.
When you and I look at the world, we see something that really strikes awe into our hearts.
It didn't just happen.
That's it.
There was a designer.
I have never seen
creator.
Anybody look out at the world and go, wow, what a marvelous collision of random particles, and put that into a Hallmark card to send to some loved one, you know?
Yeah.
You just don't do that because there's no purpose, no hope.
No.
And there is no design to where it is you're looking. And so the first thing that you have to understand on your journey with God is that God has revealed himself to you purposefully. I'm sorry. The whole idea of creation is God saying, hey, Joe, here I mm-hmm. am. Here, hey, Brian, I want you to know me.
Yeah.
God created this world so that we could know him.
Yes.
And I love the fact that in Genesis you can read that it states, you know, God created everything, and then at last he creates man.
Mm-hmm.
He creates this entire backdrop, and into that backdrop he places mankind. That's the revelatory aspect of creation. So God is in constant revelation mode. Why? Because we wouldn't find him otherwise.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know him. And he's not just revealing himself through creation. He's revealing himself through the church. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So over in Matthew chapter 28, everybody knows it really well. It says that Jesus came near and said to them, the disciples, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go ye therefore. I'm not even reading King James, but I put the ye in because that's the way it should be done.
There you go.
Go ye therefore and into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you, and remember, or in the King James, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. God gave the church the commission of revelation. We are called to go and reveal Christ to others. And so Paul calls the church the hands and the feet of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not in a church and you're just listening right now on the radio and you're wondering whether church is something for you, I promise you, church was designed specifically for you.
Yes.
God created a church to be the revelation in this world. Now, he created creation to be that revelation.
Mm-hmm.
But when he wanted to make it personal, he put a human touch on it. The Word became flesh, and now as the body of Christ, we begin to emulate our Savior and the Word in flesh, that's us, going forth and sharing the revelation of God with others. So if you're not in a church, understand that the church is looking to share Christ with you,
mm-hmm.
no matter where you're at. You say, well, I don't think I believe much in, you know, organized religion. Well, let me encourage you to think more about that than disorganized religion.
There you go.
And so we're going to get back and talk about this, but first, we're going to have some really encouraging words from Penn from the Heart.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Hopkinsville, Missionary Radio has restored my trust and love in the Lord. I had a very bad experience with the church, which shook my faith in the Lord. Missionary Radio reminds me that our Lord is forever faithful and will bring us back to Him if we allow Him to. It's been a great blessing and source of strength for me. God bless you all. From a Pleasant View listener, I keep up the good work. I love Missionary Radio, and from Clarksville, Tennessee, we listen all the time and encourage others to listen also. We love your presence in our area. May God bless you and keep you on the air.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Missionary Radio, in partnership with TWR.
That's Jason Crabb with Friend in the Fire right here on Missionary Radio, your Christian community radio station. And, of course, this is The Front Porch on Monday morning.
Well, today we're kind of jumping into a series of Mondays where we talk about church, meaning how do I find the right church? How do I stay in the right church when I'm getting weary? How do I leave and go to another church in a proper fashion?
Yes.
There are a lot of questions that we ask within the church. And how do I do it biblically? Not mm-hmm. emotionally, not socially. How do I do it the right way scripturally? And so we began our conversation by talking about the purpose of the church. And the first purpose of the church for any individual in their journey with Christ is revelation. So we used Romans 1, where creation reveals who God is. And now we've talked about in Matthew 28 that God has commissioned the church to be that revelation to the world. And so people who are not in church are supposed to meet the church, and this is just super critical, not in the church.
Yeah.
They're supposed to meet the people of the church outside the church.
Outside the church, yeah.
And so your first encounter with church will probably not be inside a building. You will meet a believer, and that believer, quite literally, is the church. Joe, if you would, read that commissioning again. I know it's a familiar passage, but it's a powerful statement of the calling of the church.
From Matthew 28, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'"
So in that commissioning, exactly where was Sunday school? It's not really listed.
No. Well, it could be in the teaching.
There you go. Absolutely. And where's the harvest revival that we're going to have? Well, it's not necessarily there, except if you were to say somewhere along the lines of make disciples.
Yes.
You know? Okay.
There'll be teaching.
Sure. Again, the teaching process. What you're going to find is all the things that we talk about in church, they're not specifically stated. And this is the reasoning why. And we talked about it actually last night at Second, because the church is all about purpose, not place. The goal of the church is its purpose, not its place. And the first purpose of the church is to be a revelation to the world of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to go ye therefore, not gather ye heretofore.
Yeah, yeah.
we're supposed to get out there and be in the world to share the gospel with others. We're supposed to be the revelation of Christ. So your first encounter with the church oftentimes is going to be that revelation encounter. Now, there are some folks that are raised in church, okay?
Sure.
And they assume that their first encounter with the church is inside those walls. I've met, I don't know how many folks at Second who say, man, I was on the cradle roll at Second Baptist, you know? And yes, my wife works in the nursery. And so there are babies that are brought into the nursery. And so she tends to those children. Mm-hmm. But your first encounter with the church, honestly, was not the cradle role.
Mm-hmm.
It was my wife who walks with Christ, has Christ in her life, and is a living, breathing revelation of Christ to that child.
Yes.
And the truth is, my wife has also watched kids in our home. They get the same Jesus, whether they're at the nursery or in our house.
Yeah.
And so when we're saying, well, you know, my first encounter with the church was in this building, geographically, you might have been somewhere, but that's not where you encountered the church. You encountered the church in the heart of the person that you met in that church. So, interestingly, Brian, you were reading that Pen from the Heart,
yes,
very first letter.
Yes.
And immediately the statement was, this station has kind of become the church.
Yes.
Even though it's a parachurch ministry.
Sure.
It's become the church for that individual.
Yes.
But what about the building, man?
Yeah.
What about the building?
Yeah.
Well, the building wasn't the issue.
Yeah.
What the person wrote, in fact, would you pull that? Because I think it's just so amazing that it's—
You want to look at it or you want me to do it?
No, you okay. Just read it again.
This says, Missionary Radio has restored my trust and love in the Lord. I had a very bad experience with the church, which shook my faith in the Lord. Mm. Missionary Radio reminds me that our Lord is forever faithful and will bring us back to Him if we allow Him to. It's been a great blessing and a source of strength for me. God bless you all.
So, Missionary Radio's personalities are the ones that this individual's been listening to or hearing and connecting to, and through that, they're finding the revelation of God.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a church where they got hurt.
Yeah.
Well, was it the revelation of God that hurt them? No. I can guarantee you what hurt them, and that is personalities within the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're talking about your first encounter with the church, it's the revelation of who God is. We're the hands and feet of Jesus. We're supposed to be the embodiment of Christ in this world. We're supposed to reveal God to others. And the problem in the church, and the problem that folks have with the church, is that we don't always reveal Him as we ought. We allow God to kind of take a second seat, and our traditions and our political views and our personal agendas and, oh, how long do you want to make the list, Joe? 99% of the time, the thing that hurts folks in a church or keeps folks from getting into a church it's not God. Mm-hmm. It's going to be us.
Yep.
And so literally your first encounter with the church is supposed to be a revelation of God. And unfortunately, it's often a revelation of the people. There's a process that I've talked about a lot of times at Second, and that is that the church is an institution today. And how did we get there? Because that's not where we began. If you look in Genesis, there's no institutional church.
Yeah.
There's just offerings to God and relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Abraham had no tabernacle to go to. There was just a walk with God, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before David had the materials put together to build the temple, there wasn't a real location outside of a tent. When they say it's the tent of meeting, I mean, literally, it's a tent.
Tent of meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can carry it. Think of it as the RV of Jesus, okay? You travel with it.
Travel with it, yeah.
Yeah, it's the presence of Christ, but you pack it up like a camper and off you go.
Yeah.
And so God has always intended the revelation to be on the move,
mm-hmm.
not in a singular location.
Yeah.
That's been his, well, history.
Yeah.
And so when Jesus goes and gives us the Great Commission, is there any surprise that he does not talk about a single building anywhere? Mm-hmm. He doesn't talk about an institution. What he's talking about is a movement. And so we start with Jesus, who's the revelation of God. We walk with Jesus as a movement, revelation of God. And then over time, well, there are certain traditions that start to take on and rituals that start to hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually an institution is built around that. And here's the greatest problem with the church today is that we've lost the movement and we've kept the institution.
Yeah.
We've lost the go ye therefore, but we've kept the building.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're trapped by walls and emptiness, instead of being a vibrant and constantly engaging revelation of God to this world. Again, your first encounter with the church is revelation. If it's an encounter with God, it can be life-changing.
Yeah.
If it's an encounter with humanity, it can be devastating.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking for a church, the first thing you should be looking for is not the building,
yeah.
but you need to be looking for the God who can save, the God yes. who can forgive, and the God who can change your life. Well, how do I do that if I'm on the outside looking in?
Mm-hmm.
It's not on you.
Yep.
This one's on us.
Yes.
So when we get back, we're going to talk about our job, our responsibility. But first, we're going to hear some words from Johnny Erickson Tada.
Welcome to Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. And here's Johnny reminding us that a happy heart is always a singing heart.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love.
You know, there's not a time I sing this hymn when I don't think of my sister Jay on the Maryland farm. Even now, whenever I'm back home visiting her, we always find time to sing our favorite hymns. And this one is tops on our list. And when we sing this song, it's really more like a prayer. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter, Lord, bind my wandering heart to thee, because prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. So please, here's my heart, please take and seal it for thy courts above. Tears come easily when I sing that familiar verse, and I cry because it's true. My heart is so inclined to default to base, ordinary, mediocre, mundane things, worthless things that have no redemptive value. I'm inclined to roam away from God, wander from Him. I know myself all too well. And the poignant thing is, God knows me too. Listen to how Hosea chapter 11 reflects His thoughts on our wandering hearts. Starting with the second verse, the Lord says, "But the more I called Israel, the further they went away from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to images. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck, and I bent down to feed them. But still, the more I called, the further they went from me." Oh, and you know the story from there, right? Of all the good things God did, His children, even way back then, were prone to wander, just as we are still now. Oh, friend, God is the one who taught you to take your first steps in your Christian life. During times of confusion, God took you by the arms and He led you. In all your illnesses, it was God who healed you. When you stumbled, it was God who picked you up. He bound you to Himself with cords of human kindness and ties of love. I like that part about human kindness because what it means is every time, think of it, every time another human being was ever kind to you, ever smiled at you, every time another human being lifted you up and shared words of encouragement, it was God who was behind it. God was behind it all. Every smile you received, God inspired it. God put that thought in that person's head. God is the one who has condescended time and again to bend down, to feed you and love you, provide for you, lead you, heal you, minister to you, encourage, strengthen you, and to take care of you. And you know what? That alone is worth singing about.
The What an Awesome God Carathon has come to a close at What an Awesome God We Serve. To everyone who prayed, volunteered, and gave, we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Your generosity, your prayers, and your partnership mean the world to us. Because of your faithfulness, Missionary Radio continues to proclaim the truth that the world needs King Jesus. But maybe you meant to give and time just got away from you. Good news. It's not too late. Every gift, large or small, still makes a lasting difference in keeping Christian Radio strong and reaching hearts every day across our region. Carathon season continues, and you can give safely and easily online at missionary.radio. Just click donate or call us at 877-885-9655. And of course, you may mail your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Together, let's keep declaring to a world in need what an awesome God we serve.
24/7 Missionary Radio.
Well, as we were talking off the air, Joe, you had a really great insight into the Great Commission and church hurt. You want to share that?
Well, I had always remembered the King James, that the Great Commission ends with, "Lo, I am with you always," mm-hmm. even to the end of the age. I've heard it applied to being up in a plane.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've said that a time or
right.
two.
Right, that if you get up in a plane, you don't have the guarantee of His presence.
Right.
But I think it also, the lo applies to the attitude of our hearts.
That's right.
Yeah.
If we're if I have a prideful attitude in the church,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to cause some church hurt.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm not sure that the Lord is with me because He resists the proud.
Exactly.
And He wants us to be humble
and
lift up Jesus and not ourselves.
That's right. Absolutely. The entire purpose of the church, the entire purpose of creation.
To lift up Jesus.
Lift up Jesus. It's to be the revelation of God to a world that needs to see Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we closed out the last segment asking about, well, how do I find the right church if I'm looking for that revelation of God? In all honesty, that's not your job.
Mm-hmm.
That's ours.
Yeah.
Now, there used to be a term that was used a lot. I don't know if it's used as much anymore, but the seekers, the seeker-driven services,
or
the
seeker-friendly church.
Seeker-friendly church. And it was, you know, we want to make our church a place where those who are seeking Christ, you know, feel welcomed and able to find him.
Well, there can be a danger in that.
Go ahead and tell it.
Because sometimes it's kind of like you present church light.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to please people so much that you don't share the gospel of Jesus Christ, which includes conviction of our sins and repenting from our sins and turning to Christ.
That's right. And in truth, theologically, scripturally, the calling of the church was never to be a seeker pool. In other words, a place where seekers can stumble in and find a spot.
Mm-hmm.
The goal of the church was to be the seekers and go out. Mm-hmm. I mean, the entire Great Commission is a go ye therefore, not a prepare a place to receive them concept. And so one of the things that the church struggles with as a general rule is that we don't take our responsibility seriously, that we're supposed to be out into the world sharing the gospel with the people that we work beside, the people that we're in school with, the people that we're shopping beside. In every place that we go, church is supposed to go. And so if somebody's seeking God, honestly, it's not on them, it's on us.
Mm-hmm.
We have the commissioning. They don't. God doesn't say, hey, I'm going to call you, but you've got to come find me.
Yeah.
God's never said, you know, this is hide and go seek, and you count to 100 and then see if you can figure out where I'm at. That's not how it works. So when we say seekers, yes, there are people that the Holy Spirit is prompting, but we're not waiting for them to come to us. We have to go to them. We have to be initiating in the process. And so if you're listening to this and you're wondering, well, I don't know about what church I'm supposed to go to. I'm not sure about this God. I'm trying to sort things out with my spirituality. Understand that we know our job is to get to you. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're hearing this, that there are some people that God has placed around you, and their job is to share Jesus with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll open your eyes, there's going to be a person that is parked beside you at the Walmart, or they are talking with you at the PTA meeting, or they are your neighbor two doors down, and they are the individual who is wanting to share Jesus with you. If you'll listen to what they have to say, you don't have to seek it. God's seeking you, and he's coming for you. Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except the Spirit draws them. The revelation comes to the individual. God created revelation into this world. He created the church to be the revelation of him in this world. And he has never said to the world, I don't know that you can find me, but you can try. What he said is, church, go and tell them. There's an Ethiopian eunuch who was on the road struggling, saying, I don't know how to understand this. And God said, I'm sending somebody. He didn't say, Philip, stay where you're at. just make sure that it's a very warm and welcoming area. Have some coffee ready, you know? That's not what he said. He said, Philip, get up and go. And I'm going to transport you to a place that you've never seen, to a person you've never met, and I'm going to have you share the gospel with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's who the church is.
Right.
So in this stage of church seeking, or looking for the right church, or trying to sort out your spirituality and church, understand that our role is that revelation. And if you are a member of a church and you have a relationship with Christ, then church goes with you wherever you go. And if it doesn't, mm-hmm. then understand it doesn't matter what your membership is, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter what building you're in. You're not in the church. You're either carrying the church with you, or you're not in the church at all. Yeah. Now, the easiest way to define that is the scripture says that the church is the ecclesia, and that in the Greek means called out ones. Well, called out of what? Called out of the world and the relationship with the world into a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. You are not called out of the streets into a building. You are not called out of the culture into an institution. You are called into Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's it. There is no more. That's the lock, stock, and barrel of it. That's it. And so if we are to be the church, we are to be the revelation of Christ everywhere that we go. Now, I'm going to quote Brother Robbie, our youth minister,
okay.
who gave the best quote, and I've used it now twice. I've given him credit twice. So after that, it's going to be, I have heard it said, and then after that, it's going to be, I always say. So eventually, I own the quote. But Brother Robbie's the one that gave it yesterday. It was just such a great quote. He said that salvation doesn't have to happen in a church because, much like funeral homes, you don't have to be there to die. It's convenient, but it's not necessary. You don't have to be in a church to get saved.
Yeah.
It's convenient, but it's not necessary. And I thought, that's such an awesome picture, you know?
Very true.
If you want new life, you don't have to be in a building for it to happen. You just have to meet those who are carrying that new life with them. And so, you know, that doesn't mean that I'm not inviting folks to our revival. Come to our church, come to our building, and hear this man preach. But it does mean that as I invite them, I need to be sharing the gospel with them.
Yes.
I need to be portraying that revelation of Christ to them. And so, where can I find church? Anywhere Christ's body is in action.
That's right.
And so we have a basketball league, Upward Basketball. We've been doing evaluations for it, and kids play in the gym. And when we do that, it's a full-out church program where we say, hey, this is how we do it. And we give a devotion at every game. Mm-hmm. You say, well, it's basketball. It's not really church. Oh, yeah, it is. It's full-out church.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday nights, we have young people that are across the street in that same gymnasium, and we have a thing called Open Gym. And we've got young men that are playing basketball, and I mean they are playing some serious ball. But they're also going through this process of getting closer to Christ. Last night, they had a couple of guys that had some tempers flare. Words were said. Things were done. And so Brother Robbie, our youth minister, said, shutting it down. Y'all can't behave. We ain't going to have it. This is church. You're in a gym, but this is church. And here's what I thought was awesome. He said the guys who were upset said, fine, we won't play anymore. We're done. But can we still have the devotion before we go?
Oh, that's
wonderful. He said, yes, we can.
Amen.
And he said, and the devotion was James. What our words say have an impact.
Absolutely.
And I thought, man alive, God speaking in the middle of the court in basketball.
Yeah.
So where will you find the Church of Revelation? You will find it everywhere you go if there is someone who has that revelation in them and their walk with Christ. So today, if you're looking for church, just look around you. It's all around you. And if you are the church, get out and take it with you.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch here on Missionary Radio, and join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.